When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment of Early Break, but not for the day. We got a lot of coverage coming here at Big Ten Media Days, just starting things off. We'll have Matt Rhule stop by within the next half hour or so with the players also. So please, please stay tuned to your apps, your FM, your streams, wherever you're watching us at, because it'll be a very, very busy morning. USC's going to stop by. I believe Iowa stopped by late morning. So a lot of stuff going on here at Media Days today. Matt Rhule takes the podium at 12:30 p.m. Eastern time, 11:30 a.m. Central time. Remember, we're an hour ahead here.
People are starting to come in. DP is with us.
Eucla is expected to make an appearance today.
Deshaun Foster. Yes.
Love him. 2'6".
2'6"?
I was with him in Carolina.
He was there for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah. And just he was a man.
Good
he's
running back.
He's a man, and he's got his hands full. I'll ask you guys this because it intrigues me that when you put all the resources of the Big Ten behind the Rose Bowl and UCLA.
Ah, should have something.
Right? That
should have something that when they you put did, it that way.
They did this when there was no TV, basically. Mm-hmm. And created some Heisman Trophy buzz and et cetera. Mm-hmm. That recruiting with national TV behind Los Angeles,
the beaches
of Southern California.
Come on,
that
God dang
right
that God dang DP. There's a lot of bells going off in my brain right now. UCLA could really benefit from this move. Benefit.
I mean, think about Big Ten basketball at Pauley Pavilion.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
At Pauley Pavilion,
yeah.
Right?
To go to that.
I'm an honorary Bruin for life. I got to host them when they won their last national title in basketball, and they made me an honorary Bruin forever. Like, I went to the White
back
House.
Back with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
No, back with Toby Bailey.
No, I mean, but he's probably an honorary Bruin.
He's not honorary. He's the Bruin. Like he's on the Mount Rushmore of Bruins. Whoever else is on it with John Wooden, Kareem is on it. Mm-hmm. But it just fascinates me that
me too.
Seattle, Tacoma, Spokane, and this media machine changes everything.
It does. I didn't think about that until right now with UCLA. I mean, UCLA should really benefit because they haven't had that kind of money behind them.
Wow.
I mean, now they got the Big Ten money behind them with everything else they have, which includes tradition and name brand.
Young Stephen Sipple.
Yes.
Being recruited by both Nebraska and Los Angeles, Southern California. Mm. Young Stephen Sipple thinks about this differently.
Now.
If all the resources are the same.
Right.
I'm fascinated by all of this. Like, just to sit back and
see. You can see why that job is very appealing to Deshaun Foster. Very appealing. He could be sitting on a monster. Right? Yeah. I mean, I was talking to the UTEP coach in early June, Scotty Warren, and he was telling me how – I think I can build UTEP. Build UTEP? Okay. I God bless you. Maybe you can. I'd listen more to Deshaun Foster, though, about building UCLA.
Well, but remember.
You know what I'm saying?
UTEP did a thing.
Oh, I know they have.
They did a thing.
I know that. I don't disparage him. But think about what he's facing compared to what Deshaun Foster's facing.
If I'm Deshaun Foster walking in today, I've got a little Fresh Prince stride going. That
I want to see that.
Right? Like
show me that stride.
Maybe not Carl. Well, no, I mean, well, you know, Lincoln Riley is Carlton.
Carlton.
He's Carlton. But the joy of being, of having better business. Mm-hmm. Think of the new business that UCLA is now going to do. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry, Oregon State.
Yeah. No, it's not. That's not even a comparison.
But my goodness gracious, if you're Midwest Big Ten and the idea of going to Southern California several trips and being able to show Nebraska in Southern California.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, this hall dances differently. Like, today's going to be fun because there's just – yesterday, I heard Jake say that yesterday was kind of fair to middling in that there was nothing outside the boundary really going on.
Mm-hmm. Today there will be.
Today, there's some folks walking in with a different stride and a different set of eyes and different business.
Yep.
Different businesses in play.
I mean, it's kind of a historic day. I think I can sell you as a
That's the word.
Sell, yeah.
That's literally where I landed, was that this is historically big.
Yep.
For college athletics in general. Mm-hmm. But if you're the Big Ten and you're Nebraska, I'm kind of thrilled at the idea of some of the matchup.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And some of the trips.
Oh yeah.
And some of the personnel, and then the business.
Right.
Because I can tell you, UCLA asked the question. Hey, DP, we're watching the ticket. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a thing, to be able to present college athletics in the new way, starting in 2024.
Yeah, it is. It is. This is. A big day. It's a big day for the tickets. It's a big day for the Big Ten, and of course, it's a big day for Nebraska. It's always a big day at these things.
What do you think the top story is going to be?
I mean, I'm inclined to say,
and that's a two-parted question because
for Nebraska,
for Nebraska and the Big Ten,
for the Big Ten, it's UCLA USC's arrival.
Yeah,
agreed. And all that entails. What does Lincoln Riley say? How does Deshaun Foster appear? All that. Uh-huh. And then for Rule, see, it's interesting, DP, with Rule, because he's so available throughout the calendar year, including
to you.
DP, to the
listen,
media,
look
to
at
the
Nick
media
Saner.
In general.
You see Nick Saner's head spin a little bit at the idea.
He just likes you coming at me.
Yeah. I'm not coming at you. I'm applauding you.
No. But it's the media in general, DP. He's available. May, June. I mean, now July. But on July 5th, there was a big piece of news, right, when Evan Cooper resigned. And the next day, basically, they hired John Butler. So that's big. It's a big story. I hope people understand that late in the calendar – it's not perfect, you know.
There's no ideal, but that's not close.
No, it's not close.
It's not close.
Not 25, 26 days away from the start of camp.
That's a rattle.
It's a rattle for the players, DP.
That's leaves off the tree and branches on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like that from your core and your root. This is kind of what this is. I'll ask you, what should be question one to Coach Rule?
What should be question one? It's got to be something about expectation, I would think. What should be the expectations in year two?
Jake, what's it for you?
Well, I'm curious about his thoughts on John Butler. Has he addressed John Butler yet?
Is that the no?
He hasn't addressed
not publicly.
Him yet.
Is that question one?
Expectation is good, but I'll also say I would be curious about the outlook for Dylan Raiola in year one.
Oh yeah,
he's the biggest story
for me. Where's your boy? Like I,
who's that?
Where's 15? Like I would.
Oh, why is he not here?
I'll ask you this, and you give me whatever version of answer you want. You can give want to give
I'll
me or can't give
simple version,
right? But on the biggest media day and the biggest recruiting day and the biggest day of future business, for the Big Ten, the college football, and Nebraska, that with that media horde mm-hmm. of hundreds of media people who will carry Nebraska's story across the country, wouldn't it be really good business to have your media marquee guy here?
Who's that?
Dylan Raiola.
Well, he hasn't named him the starter yet.
And he hasn't played yet. He's
That's the issue, though, DP. I know. I think he's the starter, but he hasn't been named the starter.
If you're going to recruit in 2024, 2025,
mm-hmm.
and to have Dylan Raiola here to show people what Nebraska is, and, again, somebody of that ilk mm-hmm. choosing Nebraska, saying why he chose
mm-hmm.
Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
What better venue, what better access is Big Ten media?
I don't disagree with you, but publicly Rule has not named him, and he has said there'll be competition.
What Rule?
No, that's big.
Like, what, I mean.
It's part of the conversation. It's part of the conversation.
Right? Like, I just, there's
It
just
is.
That.
It's part of the conversation.
And before everybody get, you know, you light your brooms, I'm just asking.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a good question.
That if, to have Los Angeles, D.C., all the big Chicago pick up Nebraska football
mm-hmm.
and highlighted in such a brilliant and wide-scoping, elevated way
uh-huh.
to talk about a quarterback that the entire country is talking about.
Yeah, you have – no, this is – you lay it out very eloquently, but I gave you an answer.
Yeah. I mean,
and
I love
that's
it.
The answer.
That is the answer. I just think some things are bigger than simplicity.
Football is interesting,
yeah.
And the way you have to operate is Ooh. Often interesting. There's some diplomacy. There's some – you have to be respectful to, for instance, Heinrich Harburg.
Hey.
And I don't – and I think all that has to be considered. There's a team dynamic, DP, that has to be considered.
As we said, hey, if I've got Amon Green, I should probably bring him to Big Ten Media Day.
Well, but not as a freshman, maybe.
Hey, standing behind you.
Not as a freshman. You didn't win that job right away, did you? Or were you in camp and you won the job?
Hey,
no.
Think of the forethought. Think of the brilliant advanced thinking.
I covered him.
To bring in, to have that dude represented.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
Well. They did what they did. That's it for us to wrap things up. Well, Pat, Carricker's in the building.
Thank you,
AG is here. That's it for early break. We will keep it going for
keep it going
all the way till 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Central Time here. We'll have interviews all day long. Tune in. We're not going anywhere. We'll be back with more next on The Ticket, live from Lucas Oil Stadium, day two of Big Ten Media Days, coming up next.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.